It being Erev Shabbat, I want to discuss a Shabbat-related shaila that came my way a little while ago. And that was somebody asked me, are they allowed to run a marathon on Shabbat? They wanted to participate in a particular marathon race, and it's scheduled for a Shabbat. Could they participate in that? So obviously there would be questions about registering and signing in and those sorts of things, and getting to the venue, etc., etc. But putting those to one side, let's think about the more fundamental question, which is Bichlal, whether or not one is allowed to run a marathon on Shabbat. So the first thing that came to mind was simply to say, Hiluchach Tahevanachat, that the way that you should walk on Shabbat should be in a comfortable way. Running a marathon is not comfortable. Even if you enjoy a bit of running, by the time you get to mile 25, I'm sure you've stopped being comfortable. In any event, it's not just a line from one of the Zmirot, but the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim Simen Shin Aleph Seif Aleph says, Ein la rutz b'Shabbat, ela im kein hu lidvar mitzvah, that you're not supposed to run on Shabbat unless it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. So the person is allowed to run to shul on Shabbat, but just stam to run is not permitted, though we'll see a little bit of a qualification about that momentarily. So the next question, so we've ruled out running a marathon on Shabbat. The next question that I want to think about is exercise in general. A person likes to go every morning for a couple of laps around the block or whatever it is. Are they allowed to do so on Shabbat morning? Or when they wake up, they do 20 press-ups, 20 sit-ups and 20 squats, and then a plank for 5 minutes while they recite Mishnayos Baal Peh. Are they allowed to do that on Shabbat? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Kaf Chet, if Mem Bet, this is significant, this is in the Halachot of Refuah, says, Ein Mitamlin, you don't do exercise on Shabbat. That means, what does it mean to Ein Mitamlin? You press your body, or you stretch it powerfully, so that you will feel somewhat exhausted and that you will sweat. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that this is talking about a type of exercise which is Letzorach Refua. The person who's unwell, and the way that they're going to recover is by doing exercises, and the purpose is that they should sweat the illness out of their system. And why is it prohibited on Shabbat? Because sometimes you use medication for this, and with medication you've got Gezeirat Samamnim, the concern that a person might come to crush herbs in order to make the medication. Okay, that's a shir in its own right, but the point that the Mishnah Berurah seems to make is that we're talking about a particular type of exercise where it's for medicinal or refuah purposes, and that's which are usually done with medication, or sometimes done with medication. That's what's prohibited. And based on that, Rav Moshe Sternbach in Shelot Tshuvot, in Tshuvot Vanhagot Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Dalet, he says that min hadin, regular exercise that the person does every morning when they get up or whatever is permitted on Shabbat. But maybe there's an issue of uvdin d'chol, meaning that it's not something which is terribly appropriate for Shabbat. Rav David Tzvi Hoffman in Shelot Shuvot Melamed Lahoel Chelek Orach Chaim Sin Nun Gimel also addresses this question. A question, he brings a Tosefta from Masechet Shabbat Per Yud Zayin, Tosefta Yud Bet, which says, Ein Ratzim B'Shabbat Kedei L'Tamel. You mustn't run on Shabbat in order to exercise. And there's a machloket between the Magen Avraham and the Taz on this point. The Magen Avraham says that if you enjoy the running, then it's permitted. The Taz says that it's prohibited, even if you enjoy it. But Rav David Tzvi Hoffman says, there machloket, where the Magen Avraham says that if you enjoy it, it's permitted, Taz says that you're not allowed to do it. That's the way you feel better afterwards. But if you actually enjoy it while you're doing it, then that's 100% mutar. And that's based on the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Aleph Se'if Bet, which says, Bachurim hamitangim b'kfitzatam v'imrutzutam mutar. You've got young people, teenagers, teenagers, whatever, kids who like running around and they enjoy jumping, leapfrog, etc., etc., that's permitted, because that's not a form of exercise, and they're enjoying it whilst they're doing it. But one could argue that certainly with running a marathon or something like that, by the time you get to the end, you're not enjoying it any longer. It might depend on how much exercise you're doing. That's, you know, you've eaten a bit too much and you want to go for a good brisk walk round the block, or even a bit of a trot. You know, that's one thing. You're enjoying it while you're going, as opposed to something where you're not enjoying it while you're going, but you feel better afterwards. Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata in Perek Yud Dalet Seif Lamed Chet says straight out that Ein Lehitamel B'Shabbat, you're not allowed to do exercise on Shabbat. You can't do Isuk B'Ripui, that is occupational therapy, and you can't do any sorts of exercises with expanders or weights or anything like that. That's all prohibited. Impact Tet Zayin Seif Lamed Tet. He says that you know, games which involve running around and jumping and that sort of thing is permitted, so long as the purpose isn't for exercise. And in a footnote, Siv Katan Sadik Tet, he brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that if you enjoy the actual exercise, so then it's permissible. So you enjoy lifting some weights and it makes you feel good, so then that would be permissible. But otherwise, exercise to keep you healthy on Shabbat. Shabbat focus on keeping your soul healthy, and during the week is when we worry about keeping our bodies healthy, I get. Adkan Shabbat Shalom.